drummed his fingers on the tabletop and stared off into space, as if Saha were all but forgotten. So if you didn't poison those two, who did? And why? Step one is always to evaluate the consequences of the crime and see if one of them plausibly was the motive. A trickle of alarm went through Saha.
Hey, wait a minute!
What were the consequences? First, I was discredited, but I have no enemies, only rivals I might be up against for rank advancement, and poisoning two very important people calls for resources way beyond those of another struggling lieutenant. Second, all of security was discredited. His eyes suddenly connected with hers again. Was that it?
No!
You become aware of some sort of conspiracy against Galactic Alliance security. You bring Lesserson, Jaxton, and Dorvan here in such a way that this conspiracy can spot and exploit a security weakness. You do this to draw out the enemy. A feeling of helplessness washed over Saha. This eager young officer clearly intended to jump aboard a white airspeeder and rush off to save the galaxy, and his suppositions were mostly wrong. She mouthed the words,
"You're going to get yourself killed."
No need to whisper. He gestured around the chamber. I made sure that the advocate-client confidentiality screens were functioning correctly, and I swept for listening devices.
You're going to get yourself killed! You need to go home and start looking for a job.
I have a job. An unfinished job.
Look, I tried to kill Lesserson and Jaxton, and all those senators, because I know the real ones have been kidnapped, and these evil duplicates substituted for them, and I'm just trying to get rid of the duplicates.
Too late, Saha. He moved to the door and keyed a code into its numeric pad, then stared into its retinal scanner. I'm not angry anymore. It's obvious you were just doing your duty. The door slid up.
Idiot!
I know you don't mean that. Good luck. Then he was gone. Despairing, she put her forehead down on the tabletop. That was how they found her a couple of minutes later. The two security troopers. They hauled her to her feet. One, a dark-skinned human, gave her a close look.
Do you need medical attention?
I just need to learn how to keep my mouth shut. Forever.